Los Angeles Police Department wants to give badges and guns to illegal aliens. By Warner Todd Houston on January 15, 2024. The Los Angeles Police Department recently implored the federal government for permission to give guns to illegal aliens who are set to be awarded police powers to detain and arrest American citizens. The state already passed a law in 2022 giving authorities the power to allow non-citizens qualified to work under President Barack Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals (DACA) rules the ability to become police officers. But that law did not authorize them to be armed because they are not qualified to be armed in civilian life, either, because they are not legal citizens. The first graduate class of 9 illegals will become sworn officers in 2024, according to Just the News. With that impending graduation, the Los Angeles Board of Police Commissioners unanimously approved a policy detailing how DACA recipients can be legally armed to serve as police officers so they can shoot down possible suspects, many of whom would be legal American citizens. Michael Moore, the chief of police in Los Angeles, told Fox News that the department is trying to cajole the Department of Justice to alter its rules to approve of arming illegals. "We've worked closely with the Department of Justice at the state and federal level to express the fact that we desire to form a model policy that we think meets this moment and is the state of the law and provisions of immigration policy in the United States," Moore said. "They work and are employed. They pay taxes. They act in other responsible ways, and this is an expansion or an allowance for us to take advantage of them," Moore exclaimed. Police departments are not the only sector where liberals want to arm illegals. In December, Illinois' far-left U.S. Senator Dick Durbin proposed that the feds induct illegal aliens into the U.S. military, teach them to kill, and arm them. Durbin claimed that the discussion about the border crisis is only one half of the immigration equation, Real Clear Politics reported. "What troubles me about the debate now about the southern border is that it is one half of the immigration equation," Durbin said on the floor of the Senate early in December, continuing. "Yes, we need order at the border. Yes, we need to have changes in the laws that reflect the reality of the overwhelming numbers from all over the world who are coming to our shores and our border. But there's also an incredible demand for legal immigration into this country, even now," Durbin went on to speak of a bill introduced by Democrat Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth, saying that if you are an undocumented person in this country and you can pass the physical and the required test, background test, the like, that you can serve in our military. And if you do it honorably, we will make you citizens of the United States. Illinois senior senator went on to point to the military recruitment shortages under the Biden regime. "Do we need that?" Durbin asked. "Do you know what the recruiting numbers are at the Army and the Navy and the Air Force? They can't reach their quotas each month. They can't find enough people to join our military forces. And there are those who are undocumented who want the chance to serve and risk their lives for that country. Should we give them a chance?" "I think we should," he insisted. This is the same Durbin who called soldiers Nazis back in a Senate floor speech in 2005. Durbin was later forced to apologize for the comments after a severe backlash buffeted him and his Democrat supporters. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.